yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about the tools for your body. But before I start, I just want to let you know that we just moved to our brand new facilities. It is very, very nice and more roomy. And I think that it's a good time for you to come over to the One Aesthetic Medical Center and check out the new facilities. Today, we're going to do a special show on the tools for your body. You know, this is something that's ignored by most mainstream physicians, you know, because the tools for your body, they are minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Those are your tools for your body. Ask any physician about minerals and vitamins and enzymes. They don't know what to say to you. And that's because they don't care about those things. But you know something? I have a different perspective on it. What are minerals? Minerals are the things on your periodic table. That's right. Oxygen is a mineral. Helium is a mineral. Calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, copper. Those are all minerals. So if it appears on the periodic table, it's a mineral. All right. In your body, minerals and vitamins are the tools for your body. They are the nails, the glue, the cement that holds things together. So in other words, in your body, you cannot make a single thing without minerals because they are the nails, the glue, the cement for your body. In the same token, vitamins are also nails, glue, and cement for your body. What are vitamins? We have vitamins A, B, C, D, and E. Now, one thing about vitamins, though, there are three which are considered fat-soluble and two which are considered water-soluble. The fat-soluble vitamins, which is vitamin A, D, and E, can be stored in your fat. The water-soluble vitamins, vitamin B and C, are not stored in your body. Those have to be taken in through your diet on a daily basis. Now, for your body to make anything, it requires both minerals and vitamins to make anything. Just like if you were building a house, you could not make anything without nails, glue, cement, and staples. Now, enzymes. Enzymes is what put things together. So the enzymes uses minerals and vitamins to make things. So in other words, if you take two bricks together, you need the enzyme will take the minerals and the vitamins to put the brick together to form two bricks. So if you were making a wall, all right, in your body would need minerals and vitamins, the nails and the glue and the cement, and the enzyme does the actual work of putting it together. In the same token, if you were to take a wall apart or a roof apart, you would need the enzyme to do that. What the enzyme does, it takes the nails out, it takes the glue out, it takes the cement out, and separates the walls into pieces. So minerals, vitamins, and enzymes work together to make things in your body. Now, what are the rest of the things that's part of your tools for your body? Well, you know, if you're going to build a home, you're going to need not just nails and glue and staples and cement, the minerals, the vitamins, and the enzymes. You're also going to need logs and the bricks and the roofs. Those are the minerals. Those are the proteins which the body gets in by breaking proteins down into amino acid, which is microscopic enough to get into your body. Fat, which the body breaks down into lipids, again, microscopic enough to get into your body. and carbohydrates and starches, which your body breaks down into sugar to get into your body. So basically, the proteins, fat, carbohydrates, and starch forms in your body, respectively, amino acids, lipids, and sugar, which to your bodies, theirs would be the logs, the bricks, the roofs. And your body uses those things to make things. So in other words, what happens is that your body may take amino acids, which might be four different bricks, and then they'd use some minerals and vitamins, which would be the mortar between the brick, and then the enzyme would put it together to form a product. In your body, nothing is made in your body without minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Nothing. Now, you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about the tools for your body. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at all the bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, available at Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. If you went to that website or if you came to my office, you would get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Once again, we're talking about the tools for your body. So now that we have discussed what minerals are, what vitamins are, what enzymes are, and what proteins, fats, and carbohydrates are, and what your body does with it, now let's talk about how you get those into your body. All right. Normally, when you eat fruits and vegetables are rich in minerals and vitamins. Unfortunately, over the last 50 to 70 years, the nutritional contents of fruits and vegetables have decreased dramatically. An apple from today has as much, an apple from 1950 has about 20 times the nutritional value of an apple of today. That means that if you were to eat an apple from 1950, today you'd have to eat 20 apples to get the same mineral content. Mineral content being the things from the periodic table. That's calcium and potassium and phosphorus and magnesium and zinc and iodine. Those are the minerals that come in fruits and vegetables. Also the vitamins that come with it, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E. Those you get from fruits and vegetables. Proteins we get from the foods that we eat, the animals that we eat. So we get proteins and fat from animals that we eat. Those might be, the proteins would be amino acid, the fats would be lipids. Now, when you put food into your mouth, your body's job is to break the foods down into microscopic components that can get into your body, because for something to get in the body, a cell has to pick it up and bring it into your body. Now, unfortunately, when you eat food, you cannot get it into your body without enzymes breaking the food down. I.e., what the enzyme is doing is the enzyme is taking the nails out of the food. It's taking the glue out of the food. It's breaking it apart by taking the cement. So here you have an apple and you're eating it. And the enzymes is taking all the things that hold the apple together. And when it takes that out, the food breaks down into its small components. That's what enzymes do. So when you eat fruits and vegetables, or when you eat starches and carbohydrates, right, you do not need to swallow, because in your mouth, the saliva in your mouth is a digestive enzyme. So the saliva breaks down starches and carbohydrates into sugar. So therefore, when you eat fruits and vegetables, when you eat starches and carbohydrates, you do not need to swallow, because the enzymes in your mouth, the saliva breaks down to sugar, and sugar is microscopic enough to get it into your body. In your stomach has two functions. Function number one is to break down proteins into amino acid. Function number two is to sterilize your food. So when you eat a piece of meat and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if your body has strong acid, or if you have a lot of enzymes in your stomach would rapidly digest the fats, the proteins into amino acids, which are microscopic enough to get it into your body. If your stomach acid is weak, or your enzyme in your stomachs are weak or not enough, guess what? You cannot break down the proteins into amino acid. The proteins become hamburger meat, and it ends up in your stool. You have wasted the protein meal. The second function of your stomach is to sterilize your food. So when you eat fruits and vegetables, there is bacteria and virus and parasites and fungus on the fruits and vegetables. Fortunately for you, those are all living organisms. And because they're living organisms, they are proteins. So when they get to your stomach says, oh, a hunk of meat. And the acid and the digestive enzyme in your stomach digest the bacteria and the virus and the fungus and the parasites into amino acid, and they absorbed into your body. So right now you have proteins and you have sugar that in your body is considered logs, roofing, bricks for your body. Next, your duodenum. In your duodenum, the fats that you eat are digested by bile, which is an enzyme, and lipase, which is an enzyme. These enzymes breaks the fat down into lipids. Lipids is then absorbed into your body. In your intestines, we break down what's left, the food from the fruits and vegetables, into minerals and vitamins. And those are absorbed in your body in your intestines. And then in your colon, your body pulls water back into your body. So when you eat food, the purpose of the food is to get raw materials into your body, raw materials in the form of minerals and vitamins and enzymes and proteins like in amino acids, lipids, and sugars. Once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're talking about the tools for your body, as in minerals and vitamins and enzymes, amino acids, lipids, sugars. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble and all the other bookstores, at Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. And when you go to growyoungeragain.com, or you come to my clinic, you can get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.facebook.com feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. I also want to remind you that we just moved to a brand new facility in the same complex that we were in the other building. All right? So, continuing on. So now we talked about what minerals, vitamins, enzymes are. We talked about how your body gets into your body. Now, unfortunately, when you have leaky gut, it means that your body is not efficient at taking the minerals, the vitamins, the enzymes, the amino acid, the lipids, the sugars from the foods that you eat. In other words, your body is working on maybe 50 or 60 or 70% capacity. It's like going to the gas station, filling up with premium fuel, and after you drive off, you realize you just spilled half the gasoline. How happy are you going to be at that? Not very. So when you put food into your mouth, the point is that your body wants to get every single mineral, every single vitamin, every single amino acid, every single lipid, every single sugar from the food that we eat. We want that in our body. And when you have diarrhea or you're constipated or you have bloating or you have heartburn or you're taking Zantac or Tagamet or you are doing those things, your body is not very efficient at getting those raw materials out of the foods that you eat. And therefore, you're wasting. Add to that the fact that the foods that you eat today are not as nutritious as they once were. So in other words, you're starting with fruits and vegetables and animal products that are no longer have all the raw materials they used to be having them. So they are weakened. And then you have poor digestion on top of that. So it's like a double whammy. And so in this day and age, it's almost impossible to be healthy without supplementing the food you eat by giving yourself some multivitamins, giving yourself some minerals and vitamins and enzymes. As a matter of fact, as you grow older, the enzymes in your body decreases. And if the enzyme decreases, then you cannot break down proteins into amino acids. You cannot break down fats into lipids. You cannot break down carbohydrates and starch into sugar. You cannot put the nails and the glue and the cement together with the brick and the mortar and the logs to make things. So as you get older, you need to supplement your enzymes. You need to supplement your minerals, your vitamins. You need to supplement everything. As a matter of fact, your body is incredible. What ends up happening is as you get older, and as your mineral content decreases and your vitamin content decreases, your body will actually break down bone to get minerals from the bones. So think of bones as a road. When you're low in minerals, an enzyme will go over to the bone or to the road and put a pothole in the bone. That means what it does is it takes some of the bone out, and by taking the nails and the glue and cement out, and it breaks the bone down into its component minerals, and the minerals are then diverted to other parts of your body to be used. That's when you're low in minerals and vitamins. And because of that, now your bone is weaker. Now you become osteoporotic. Now you have a problem where you become osteopenic, and when you fall, you break a bone. That's because as you get older, you are low in minerals and vitamins, and your body steals it from your bone. So there is a problem when you don't take in enough minerals and vitamins. Your bones get weaker. But it's not just your bones that your body steals it from. Your body steals it from your muscles, from other areas that are not as essential, and puts it in other areas. So when you are low in minerals and vitamins, enzymes come around and break down your bones, break down your muscles, break down your skin, break down your hair to get minerals and vitamins from it, to put it for other places. So that's how your body works, taking those things from it. So as you get older, your enzymes decreases, your minerals and vitamins in your body decreases. So you need to help your body by taking enzymes. You can get and just like you get multivitamins, you can get products with lots of enzymes in it, which would help your body do its job. Remember, minerals and vitamins are like the nails for your body, the glue for your body, the cement for your body. Enzymes takes the nails and the glue and cement and put things together. I.e., they can take 10 bricks and put them together by putting the cement between the bricks and making a wall. In the same token, if you wanted to break something down, the enzyme goes and takes the cement from between the rocks and between the bricks, and now you've broken the wall down. So enzymes in your body is required to put things together and break things down. So if you are low on enzymes, you cannot make things in your body. In the same token, enzymes uses minerals and vitamins, which are the nails, the glue, the cement, to put things together. So, in other words, let's say that you took several amino acids. You take maybe 100 amino acids. And then the enzyme comes along, put some nails in, put some glue in, i.e. minerals and vitamins in, and they get all these amino acids together, and lo and behold, these amino acids, with the help of the minerals and vitamins and enzymes, now form growth hormone. Or they get together and now they form testosterone. Or they get together and put all these amino acids together and now they form estrogen. Or they put it together and now they form muscles. And then when you are low, the enzyme does comes along after the growth hormone is used up. The enzyme goes along and takes all the nails out and the glues out, and now the growth hormone falls apart into its amino acid components. That's how the body works, putting these things together. It's imperative that you understand that minerals, vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, lipids, sugar, those are your tools for your body. Your tools for your body. Without them, you cannot make anything. And without enzymes, you cannot break down anything. So if you have something in your body that your body wants to break down, it goes to the liver. In the liver, the enzymes takes it apart by pulling all the nails out, taking all the glue out, taking all the cement out, and voila, it has broken it down into its components. That's how the body works. Now, getting back to what happens as you get older. As you get older, your digestion slows down, and because of that, you become less, the foods that you eat, you cannot get all the minerals and vitamins from the foods. So your body becomes less efficient. Right? And because of that, you get less minerals and vitamins from the foods you eat because your enzymes are low, so it doesn't do a good job digesting, i.e., taking all the minerals and vitamins out of the food you eat and bringing it into your body. Not only that, when you eat proteins and fat and carbohydrates and starches, you're not breaking them down into their components, their amino acids, their lipids, their sugars, to get them into your body. So because of those, as you get older, you need more and more of these minerals and vitamins and enzymes to do the job that your body needs. Now, in your body, there's a hierarchy. One gram of sugar, which is what the body wants to live on. In your body works like a checking, like a bank account. Your savings in your body is fat. Your checking account is your sugar. So your body wants to live on sugar and it wants to keep your savings account untouched. Just like in your bank, if you get a big check, you'll put some into savings, and then you'll spend the rest. In your body, if you give your body a lot of sugar, your body will take some of the sugar, turn it into fat, which is savings, and use up the rest of the sugar. All right, that's what your body normally does. Now, in your body, sugar, 1 gram of sugar makes 4 ATPs of energy. That's 4 units of energy. 1 gram of protein makes 4 ATPs of energy. 1 gram of fat, lipids, makes 9 ATPs of energy. So 1 gram of fat makes twice as much energy as a gram of sugar, or a gram of protein. One molecule of oxygen, which is a mineral, makes 36 ATPs of energy. So one molecule of oxygen makes 9 times the energy as a gram of fat, of a gram of sugar, and a gram of protein. It makes 4 times the energy as a gram of fat. So in your body, oxygen would be premium fuel. Lipids or fat would be unleaded plus, and sugar and protein would be regular in your body. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. We were talking about tools for your body. You can call me at 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at all the usual bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You can also get my book from www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Once again, we have moved across the parking lot to the other building and to a brand new facility. You're going to love it. Want you to come and check us out. This is Dr. Williams. Have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you soon.